Get ready to vibe with the hottest track in Mzansi.
Music video, Danny Kaye, Brown Eyes, a Paul girl featured in this music video, and Paul. She, yeah, Fanny Pero, New Orleans Prep, New Orleans Me? Senior Secondary School.
Right. Who was it? New Orleans.
I always wanted to say me, but it's not me, unfortunately. I'm talking about a girl, yeah, and she is Miss Anderson, Stacy Anderson. She was one of the girls in the music video. But anyway, you know what? It's not about us. It's about one person right now. And I've got to make sure that he needs an introduction of note. Okay, are you ready for that? Huh? Now, Now, Cape Town Afro House artist. He stepped onto the scene with his debut single, which was number one on Mzansi Top 10 last week. He features Summer nominated producer, artist Soulful Clay on there as well. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we introduce to you the man himself, the myth, the legend, Zizo Africa!
Yay! Yay!
Yay! Montes Groot, ne?
Tala. I'm sorry. As my spell. I'm the problem.
You know I got an ear problem, ne? Nandipa.
Tala.
Okay, I'm just going to leave it there with you. All right, Zizo Africa, instead of with us, good afternoon.
How are you? Vibing, fire. Sanbonan, Dumelang, Goeiedag.
Yeah, hello. She knows almost all of those things. I'm just a little boy from the hood. Yeah. Salute.
Okay, so yeah.
Okay, all right, husband. How was the trip into Paul? Obviously, I need to ask that because everyone said, "Ooh, the scenery is so nice."
Paul is beautiful, man. Thanks for welcoming us so nicely. The energy levels are up. It's Saturday. The sun is out. It's Cape Town. It's Winelands. We're happy to be here.
So, but how was it? Did you take the scenic route or just in one?
We took the truck route. We were saying that we might be having the interview over the phone because the traffic the traffic was giving today.
Listen, yeah, oh my luckily, goodness. Yeah. But there's quite a lot of things happening today. It's Franjuk. There's a massive festival that side.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't Cape Town International Jazz Festival?
There's a jazz festival on there. The whole week was just jazz all around.
Oh my goodness.
It's beautiful. A lot of lovely people in the city.
And then there's a huge rugby happening. Stormers. Yeah. There's rugby this side. But anyway, we're not talking about the rugby because you're not here because of rugby. Because of Umama. So it's your debut single. Now, why was this the message? Or was it the message that you actually wanted to say? This is me. Hi. I'm on the scene.
Thank you for asking that question. So, Umama is such an important song for where we are right now. It was actually inspired through a personal type of story and storytelling for that matter. It hit home very, personal.
Mm.
But the message of the song was basically just, speaking to the ladies just to, take care of their mental health and just to make sure that they stay focused on their futures. And also for us as guys to protect them and to provide for them and just to go back to basics and old school way of just loving on them. Mm. And that's where that song was born out of.
Oh my. And I've got this feeling it's got a lot of mental health, like you said, especially for the woman. I know it's a gender-based violence. We've gone through that. Now, was that the whole inspiration behind the song?
Partially, yeah. Partially, it was based on that because we've written the song where, things were not so lekker in our country and stuff like that. Mm. So we were trying to just give a little short contribution towards that also and say, listen, let's put the emphasis on gender-based violence and make sure that, we don't forget that, we need to stay sane as men also.
Mm.
We don't need to contribute towards this ill of, always making sure that the ladies are not fine.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's what the song is about.
So, but with you and Soulful Clay, any combination with Soulful Clay, you gotta know something's
fire.
Cooking. That young man, he's got magic fingers. Now with him, how did you guys, the two of you, come together?
I actually saw work of his with Andrea Fortein, phenomenal singer and performer Andrea, and over the socials. And I contacted the man and I was like, I love what you're doing and stuff. I didn't even know that he worked with Paxton Phillies and Jimmy Nevis and all those type of guys and old Betty that's sitting here next to me. But yeah, he was just phenomenal in, embracing me as an emerging artist and saying, let's hear what you have to do. And Cape Town Afro House scene is not that big, or the three-step scene is not that big yet, like Joburg or whatsoever. But we took this bet and we produced a beautiful EP with beautiful Afro House three-step vibes on Amapiano and stuff like that. And we're excited to just share it with everyone soon.
Okay, so all right. So you mentioned you've got a special guest also here with us. Just introduce, who did you bring with? Because we would love to know. We would love to know who you bring with. It's normally the people that come alone and say, he's just a side piece.
No. You know what? I'm sitting here next to one of Cape Town's most illest MCs. He's got phenomenal work that is has been released. And yeah, he can speak for himself. But Old Betty is a phenomenal artist. And yeah, you want to say something?
All right, if you just joined us now, good afternoon, Mzansi. And so we've got Zizo Africa in studio. And now, from a number one on the Mzansi Top 10. Oh, no, that, you can sit there, it's fine. Oh,
I think
Mzansi, but give your headphones.
But it's 1 ear, though.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's the problem.
Okay, then grab Nandipas. And we do come and say soon, he's very stingy when it comes
no,
to headphones.
It's not.
Hi, good afternoon, Nazan. Oh, no, let him sit there, then you sit in the middle. Right. Yeah, split him up. Okay. Split him up. You see, this is what I need to do. I should have become a traffic officer.
Yeah.
All right, good afternoon, welcome to Mzansi.
Thank you for having me, man. Nice to meet you guys.
So tell me quickly the relationship between the two of you. Where did it start for you?
We actually met through Soulful Clay. That was the beautiful thing. I met Clay purely by chance at a social event, and we just connected as people. We didn't actually talk too much about music. I did mention that I rap and things like that too. He took the time to take a chance on somebody like me and give me an opening. Then on the same day that we were supposed to record, I met Zizo, and the rest is history. One of the songs, or a couple of the songs that you actually made together, we all made in the same setting, in the same place, in the same studio. So,
oh, okay. Yeah. So there is an EP, and you send me a single. I'm just saying.
We're gonna give you a little taste of what's to come, but that
should,
one
man.
Is gonna be fire. Yeah.
Okay, so now I would like you to comment on this as well. So tell me quickly, how did you ensure that Umama reflects on your own voice within the space, within that particular space?
Meaning like reflecting on my own voice, like having my own identity?
Yes, yes.
Okay, that's solely based on my background. I come from a very mixed and diverse background and family, and I'm embracing my heritage as a South African, and I'm portraying that through my music.
Now, with you knowing that he's doing the Afro house, Afro pop kind of vibe, how do you feel like you, the two of you, put a potpourri together?
Well, when they actually made that song, I think it was the first time I've actually seen him in the studio, actually doing what he does best at the end of the day. So I was still in the process of getting to know him. It was probably the second time I met him. So to watch him, you know, be very open about where he's come from and the way that he wants to express his story and what he's trying to achieve, it was very inspiring to sit there, you know, take a step back as well to watch other artists all chasing the same dreams at the end of the day. So it's amazing to see them push each other with Clay as well and continue to go through with many more things. And I guess that's what we do for each other as well. It's if he wins, I win. If I win, we all win. And it's nothing that takes away from anything like that.
And that is very important, especially for our Cape Town artists. It feels like there's a hole within the industry that we don't support each other really as much
100%.
As we're supposed to support.
Exactly, and that is so important, and I wish we can stretch that more and don't be gatekeepers with regards to, you know, plugging each other or introducing each other or just networking. And that is what the guys in Joburg have created for themselves, that market where they share equally. You get what I'm saying? And collaborate and network. And Cape Townians, artists specifically, needs to just come on board with it and just collab. I mean, just last week
at
we had a dope
day,
session.
A big enough pot for all of us to win. I don't know.
Yeah,
a lot of people think that if somebody else wins, it takes away from what I'm trying to achieve, but we're all chasing the same dream at the end of the day, so I don't really understand how you can.
And Cape Town is booming right now. We're just talking about the rugby, the festivals, and all these type of things. So there's opportunity for everyone.
Yeah, right. So this is the beginning of your journey, obviously, and I'm actually glad that am I one of the first to actually have you here with us. No, he's been everywhere already, so...
it's definitely my first.
And definitely, I want to share... We're sharing your journey with you, and when you played Umama for the first time, interesting. No, and even my technical producer, like, that's number one!
Yeah, thank you.
Now, what do you want listeners to understand? Who is Zizo Africa?
Zizo Africa is a true reflection of Africa. I have a lot of friends and family, for that matter, which comes from every part of this country and this continent. And the story always out there is just like Alberi, he's from Bots originally. But the story is like in what you've just said now, like there's such a segregation, like a split, where through the music I'm trying to show people that, you know, as a colored boy, I can represent everyone and just relate to everyone and just speak in your language and make sure that you get that message that's important for an hour such as now. And that's where Umama comes in, because I'm honoring the mothers, and especially those single ladies that are hustling and grinding, and just encouraging them and say, stay focused. A time of change will come.
And I love saying Umama. You gotta start. You need to push that vote out, Ben. I want to keep on saying that in the top five. All right. Okay. So now, okay, he has an idea of what we're gonna do in the show. So it's that time of the afternoon. We're actually just gonna. I've got 60 seconds. I've got a couple of questions here for you. You're in and out of it. Okay. So you ready for it?
Yes. Let's just go.
Kill this one. Yeah, and do this. Bro. There we go. You just have to wait for me. All right, Zizo, Afro House or Amapiano?
Afro House.
Studio night or daytime sessions?
Studio night.
One artist or who? Yeah, name me one artist who inspired you the most.
Black Coffee.
Yeah, I like mine with Carmel with Malk, but anyway. Cape Town crowd or festival stage?
Cape Town crowd.
Beat first or lyric first?
Lyric first.
Coffee or energy drink in studio?
None of the two.
None? Oh my goodness.
I won't say what the other thing is in
the
studio. Okay, give me your dream collaboration.
Kind of music.
Okay. One word to describe Umama?
Relevant.
Music for healing or dancing?
Dancing.
Your message to your supporters.
I love you.
I got a Michael Jackson. Like, I love you.
Let's go.
I love you.
Paris,
I love you. Paul, I love you. Right, yeah, there we go. Got a Michael thing. All right, so that is it. It is Zizo Africa. But now one of my favorite things, part of the show, time for lyric challenge. Five songs, five snippets, five songs, one artist. Is Zizo Africa. That's up next.
You got 3 seconds to finish the lyrics.
Push and pull like a magnet.
From 12 to 3 every Saturday.
All right, guys. Nandipa, you want me to put your mic on? You're not going to help them, yeah? You're going to help them?
Oh my God. We probably need all the help we can get, to be honest.
I want to be in the comment section.
You know, right now, I switch the comment section off. Okay. You can be shareable, yeah? Okay, so, all right, now, here's your five songs. We're going to kick start it with the first one. I hope you get this one. Beat Paxton. Paxton got 4.5. Yeah, Paxton got 4.5 on that. That was last year. These are a few artists that actually got 5 out of 5. So we're not going to go there.
No pressure.
All right, no pressure. For 2026, nobody got 5. For 2026, nobody actually got 5. No one. Okay, so ready?
Okay.
Suddenly, life has
and
things I never can't notice all. Wake up suddenly.
That's one.
There we go.
So then we've
okay.
Valley
Ocean. I'm enjoying this now. Okay. You did one number 2?
You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need.
Baby, good love and protection. Make me your selection. Show me the way love's supposed to be.
I think I'm winning, but too easy on these guys.
Love you, love you.
I should have actually brought those 70s hits and 40s hits out, eh? All right. Yes, number two. That's 2 out of 2. Yes, number 3.
Why you follow me? You saved me on that one.
Why you follow me? Oh, are we gonna give it?
Yeah, let's give that one.
Why you follow me? Love that one. This one used to be a Cape Town anthem.
I didn't. Yeah, it's so loudly. So loud.
But you still got it, bro.
Yeah, you still got it. You still got it. All right. Yes, it's 3 out of 3. Yes, number 4. Cause you had a bad day.
Take it one down. Sing a sad song. Just turn it around. You have a bad day. Take it down line. You need to lie, cause you had a bad day. Nothing got done.
Okay, man, okay. Nadiva, what'd you say? Yes, no?
Yes,
come on.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Happy birthday.
Bless.
All right, okay. So, last one.
Is this for the fifth?
That's 4 out of 4. Okay, you ready? No, I haven't even started playing it yet. I need you to wait for this. Do you want it?
Yeah. Yes,
you got it.
So bad.
It's Danny Gat Love. Hurts so bad.
That's it. So bad.
Yeah, my back hurts now. Oh my goodness.
That's 5 out of 5. Who understands?
Oh my goodness.
Well, definitely carried the team.
Well done,
there,
guys.
Shout out. 2026 first. The first one.
Yeah, the first for 2026. Well done, guys.
Thank you.
Well done. Oh, whew, the pressure, ne? Actually, you know what? I actually should have done this one. Where is it now? I know I've got. Relax, guys. Relax.
Not relaxed.
I should have done this one.
That's our 6 out of 6 now.
Okay, all right.
You're not going to win with us today. So.
Okay, all right. Okay, yeah. You know what? Let's break for some music. When we do come back.